Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18. The prayers offered to the Lord by the residents of Jambudweep. Is text 14 on the board? Yes. Okay. Tasmad Rajaha Raga Vishada Manyu Mhana Spriha Bhaya Dainya Adimulam Hitwa Griham Samsriti Chakrabalam Nishinga Haram Bhajata Akutaha Bhayam Tasmad Rajo Raga Visharamanyu Manas Priha Bhaya Danya Dimulam Hitwa Griham Sam Shriti Chakravalam Nishinga Param Bhajata Kutobayam Viti Nishinga Param Bhajata Kutayo Bayam Iti Kuto Tasmad Vrajo Raga Visharamanyu Manas Priha Bhaya Daya Dimulam Hitwa Griham Sam Shriti Chakravalam Nishinga Param Bhajata Kuto Bhayamati. Hitva griham sam sriti chaklabalam. Hitva griham sam sriti chakravalam. Nishinga param bhajata kuto bhayam iti. Tasma rajo raga visharamanyu. Manas priha bhaya dayam. Hitva griham sam shriti chakravalam Shinga bharam bhajata kutobayam ti Tadmara jona harishara manyu Hitva griham sam shriti chakravalam. prodigies?
Tasmada jora gavishara manyu. Hitva griham sam sriti chakrabhalam. Nishinga bhadam vajatakutamayam iti.
Okay. Tasmat. Therefore. Rajaha. Of passion or material desires. Raga, attachment for material things. Vishada, then disappointment. Manyu, anger. Mana, spriha, the desire to be respectable in society. Bhaiha, fear. Dainya, of poverty. Adimulam, the root cause. Hitwa, giving up. Griham, household life. Samshriti, chakravalam, the cycle of repeated birth and death. Nishinga, Padham, the lotus feet of Lord Nrisimhadev. Bhajata, worship. Akutaha, Bhaiham, the shelter of fearlessness. Iti, thus, translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Therefore, O demons, give up the so-called happiness of family life and simply take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nrisimhadev, which are the actual shelter of fearlessness. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment, indefatigable desires, moroseness, anger, despair, fear, and the desire for false prestige, all of which result in the repetition of birth and death. Please repeat. Therefore, O demons, give up the so-called happiness of family life and simply take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nrisimhadev, which are the actual shelter of fearlessness. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment, indefatigable desires, moroseness, anger, despair, fear, and the desire for false prestige, all of which result in the repetition of birth and death. We wish there was a purport to this one. I need to hear this one. There's no purport. So we have to move on to the next verse. That's the rule of the Anyway, the rule of Srila Prabhupada, if there was no purport, he would not speak on the verse. Very instructive verse. So, text 15, which is prose, a very long prose. We'll just read the translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, in the tract of land called Ketumala Varsh, Lord Vishnu lives in the form of Kamadev, only for the satisfaction of his devotees. These include Lakshmi Ji, the goddess of fortune, the Prajapati Samvatsar, and all of Samvatsar's sons and daughters. The daughters of Prajapati are considered to be the controlling deities of the nights, and his sons are considered the controllers of the days. The Prajapati's offspring number 36,000, one for each day and night in the lifetime of a human being. At the end of each year, the Prajapati's daughters become very agitated upon seeing the extremely effulgent disk of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus they all suffer miscarriages. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. This Kamadev, who appears as Krishna's son, named Prajumna, is Vishnu Tattva. How this is so is explained by Madhvacharya, who quotes from the Brahmanda Purana, Kamadeva Stitam Vishnum Upaste. Although this Kamadev is Vishnu Tattva, his body is not spiritual, but material. Someone's going to have to explain that to me. Lord Vishnu, as Prajumna or Kamadev, accepts a material body, but he acts spiritually. Oh, but still he acts spiritually. It does not make any difference whether he accepts a spiritual or a material body. He can act spiritually in any condition of existence. Mayavadi philosophers regard even Lord Krishna's body as material, but their opinions cannot impede the spiritual activity of the Lord. Thus ends Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Agyana Timanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Umiritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jigatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Brishabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Ajo Pisan Avyatman, Bhutanam Ishvaro, Prakritim Swamadishtaya, Samavan Yatma Mayaya. That Krishna says, although, actually I looked up that verse, although I appear in this material world, although I'm unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I'm the Lord of all living beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna's appearances are just like the appearances and disappearances of the sun planet. The sun is always there, but to our vision, the sun is sometimes present and sometimes not present. And if we ask people here on the West Coast at noontime, where is the sun, they'll say it's above our head. And if you ask people on the East Coast, where is the sun, they'll also say it's above their head. So simultaneously appearing, although that we know its position is differently situated. Just as there's noontime here in Los Angeles that lasts for just a moment. But if you travel on, there is noontime somewhere else simultaneously. Just like right now, it's approximately 8 a.m. And somewhere else, it is 8 p.m. simultaneously. If you ask them, what time is it? Oh, it is 8 p.m. And if you tell them, no, it is 8 a.m., then there can be some argument. No, it is 8 p.m. So, similarly, Krishna's birth is very transcendental. And how Krishna does so, he explains that it is by his Atmamaya, which is explained in different ways, but mainly it's explained as Krishna's mercy. As Krishna's mercy upon us. His appearance. It's for the pleasure of his devotees. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvata taktva deham punarjama naitimam eti suarjana. One who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving this body again, take birth in this material world, but attains to my eternal abode. Arjuna. Parittanaya sadunam vinashaya tarjuskritam dharma samsta paraitaya samavam yuge yuge samavami yuge yuge. In order to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to deliver the pious, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, Krishna says, I appear in every millennium after millennium. Krishna's appearances are just like the waves in the ocean. They are numerous. So therefore, in this day and age, we understand Krishna has appeared in his holy name. Kalair dosha nidai rajan asti yeko mahaduna. Kirtanadeva Krishna Shah Mukta Sangha. So in this day and age, Krishna has appeared in his holy name. Of course, Krishna has appeared in the deity for the pleasure of his devotees, for his personal service. Srila Prabhupada explained that there are different classes of people. Some people appreciate Krishna's greatness. So they think that the mountains are like his bones and the clouds are like his hairs on his head. Or if you understand the different planetary systems, the upper planets are the upper portion of his body, the middle planets are the middle portion of his body, and then the lower planets are the lower parts of his body. But Prabhupada said, if we were to try to offer service, how do we offer service to such a vast energy or existence? Not possible. So Krishna is very kind. He appears in the form of the deity to personally accept our service. And this is not just some concocted process. Just like if you were to build a postal box, let's say you were a very good welder and you know how to work with metal, you built it a postal box exactly like the postal box that the government puts on the corner, and you painted it exactly, and everything was the same. But if you put your letters, they don't go anywhere. But if we use the authorized box, then our letter is delivered to any destination. To any destination. So similarly, the process of deity worship has been here since time immemorial. Since time immemorial. And in the West here, they warn about worshiping false gods. And that warning is there because how much do people worship money? How much do they worship the buck, the U.S. dollar around the world? Similarly, how much do they worship intoxication, meat eating, gambling, illicit sex? These things are worshipped by the non-devotees. This is their constant focus, their constant meditation. They can't, practically speaking, think of anything else. Just like when Prabhupada came to the West and he said, if I tell them to stop these things, they'll say, Swamiji, go home. There's nothing left. What else is left? If I can't do these things, there's nothing left in life. So the devotee's focus is different. So the devotee's focus is on the deity and on distributing the holy name. When the devotees distribute the holy name, there's much appreciation by Krishna. So much appreciation by Krishna, to the extent that he declares in the Bhagavad Gita, there's no one more dear to me than he. No one more dear to me than he who can try to teach this message. So I was thinking of some instances where, for instance, Krishna appears in some type of material form. So the only existence that I could think of is the deity. It may seem to be, as Prabhupada said, it may seem to be created out of material elements, but there are histories where the deities have actually spoken to their devotees. There is the deity, it's in Jagannath Puri, isn't it? Tota Gopinath, who's sitting in a lotus. It's the only deity who's sitting in a lotus. And the reason for that is that after Lord Chaitanya left, Lord Chaitanya left by entering this deity. I believe it was Gadadhar Pandit who was worshipping the deity after Lord Chaitanya left. And Gadadhar Pandit became so restricted, his body became restricted, that he could no longer put the garland on the deity. Couldn't reach to put the garland on the deity. So the deity sat down so that Gadadhar Pandit could put the garland on the deity. I'm sure there are unlimited stories. Just like the Radha Raman deity, is that was worshipped by Gopal Bhatta Goswami? Radha Raman deity was a Shalagram Shila. And due to Raghunath Bhatta's extreme affection, his ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Radha Raman deity appeared in his threefold bending form of Ramana, Krishna. I don't know how the Radha deity appeared there, but anyway, the deity is there. Someone can probably narrate that or explain that. But there's another deity, very famous in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, called the Sakshi Gopal deity. Sakshi Gopal deity, which means the deity who bore witness. And Srila Prabhupada narrates this, explaining that this elderly Brahmana was traveling to the holy place. I believe it was in Vrindavan. The deity was in Vrindavan at that time. So, because we understand that traveling is so difficult. So, accompanying the elderly Brahmana was a young Brahmana. Just happened to meet. So the younger Brahmana, he served the elderly Brahmana. Very affectionately, just like his own father. So the elderly Brahmana was very appreciative of all of his service along the journey, during his stay at the holy dham. So in front of the deity, the elderly Brahmana said, I want to show you my appreciation. And the younger Brahmana, very humble, said, no, you don't have to do anything. I'm simply rendering some seva. I don't want anything in return. But the elderly Brahmana said, No, I respect very much, I appreciate very much all of your saintly qualities. So I want to offer you my daughter. So the younger Brahmana said, that won't be possible. Your family will not accept this. I'm just a poor, I'm humble Brahmana. I don't have any material education, no material abilities, and you're a fairly wealthy family. This won't. The elderly Brahmana said, no. I value those qualities that you have much more than any other qualities that my opulence can afford. So the elderly Brahmana was persistent. He wanted to offer his daughter, so the younger Brahmana accepted. And this vow was made in front of the deity. So the two finished their journey. And after some days, the younger Brahmana came to the family and knocked on the door. The younger son of the Brahmana knew the story. So he told his father he couldn't let this happen. He couldn't let his sister marry someone who didn't have any material qualification. So, and then the mother reacted in a similar way of, if you let my daughter marry this person, I'm going to commit suicide. Because the mother always wants the daughter to marry someone with material qualification, some material situation. So the elderly Brahmana was perplexed. So the younger son said, don't worry, I'll take care of everything. Let me speak. You just remain silent. So the younger Brahmana was there at the door, and the young son came out and, what do you want at our home? Oh, I'm here because I served your father, and he promised his daughter in marriage to me. So the young son immediately blew up in an outrage. What are you talking about? You're a liar. You're this and that. And was shouting. And the villagers gathered around. What's all this commotion? What's going on? Oh, this person, he's trying to take advantage of my elderly father. He must have given my elderly father some intoxication and in this way tricked my elderly father. And the young Brahmana said, no, this is not the case. And not only that, he promised in front of the deity. The deity is my witness. This is the younger Brahmana's faith and confidence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the younger brother said, okay, if you think the deity is your witness and you bring the deity here to witness on your behalf, to bear witness, and then we will accept that this is the promise that my father kept. So the younger Brahmana said, of course, so be it. I will bring the deity. And the deity, of course, is a very large deity. I didn't have a chance. I was in... it's near Jagannath Puri. What is it? Where is the deity situated right now? What's that place? Where? Raymuna. No, not Raymuna. Sakshi Gopal is in Raymuna. Yeah, Chora Gopinath is in Raymuna, yeah. Where? Cuttack. So anyway, the Brahmana journeyed all the way back. The younger Brahmana journeyed all the way back and to take darshan and explain to the deity that all of these things have taken place, that the family is challenging the father's vow or promise. So the deity spoke to the pujari. They had such an intimate relationship. So the deity told the pujari, well, I'm a deity. How do you expect me to come and bear witness? So the Prabhupada explains the younger Brahmana defeated Krishna. He said, well, if you can talk, then you can walk. So the deity said, yes, okay, I'm defeated. So, but the deity told the younger Brahmana, don't look back. You'll hear my ankle bells, but don't look back. If you look back, then I'll stay wherever you look back. So, in this way, the younger Brahmana began the journey back, and sure enough, he heard Krishna's ankle bells, and the younger Brahmana proceeded. And at one point, he stopped hearing the ankle bells, and he became very interested to see what had happened. He kept walking, and he did not hear the ankle bells, so then he looked back, of course, to see what had happened. And then Krishna told him, oh, I told you not to look back. So the deity stayed there. But it was just on the outskirts of the village. So the younger Brahmana went and called all of the villagers, oh, the deity has come to bear witness. And to this day, the deity is known as Sakshi Gopal. As far as I understand, in this way, Krishna has reciprocated so many times with his devotees, in the form of the deity, and also in the form of the holy name. So many times the devotees they've told so many stories. They were in some calamitous situation, and they called out Krishna's name to protect them, and they were protected. I'm sure everyone has had some experience. I've had so many experiences on Sankirtan of people. I walked up to someone's car, and they had a gun in their hand. So I frightened them. They pointed the gun at me. Hare Krishna. Fortunately, somehow I chanted Hare Krishna, and I was protected. I guess they could have shot me. And so many other calamitous situations that we were in on Sankirtan. And when we go for the Harinam, it may just be my own speculation, but somehow or other I noticed that the whole situation changes, whether we're at the promenade or we are at Venice Beach, that it seems as though the entire place is affected by the holy name. And those who are non-devotees, they're so irate at hearing the holy name. They're so agitated. They can't help but come over and say something. And those who are attracted to the holy name, just like last Saturday, one person with his lady friend walked up right in front of them with money in his hand. The only thing I could do was approach him with a book, to give him a book. And he opened up the Bhagavad Gita and he read from it. And he said, okay, this is the question. Then he read a verse. And then he opened up to another part in the Bhagavad Gita and he said, okay, this is the answer. And he read two very heavy verses. I don't remember which two verses because they were at random. And he said, wow, this is heavy. He said, this is very heavy. I said, that's what we need. So he took the Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, Krishna is there in so many different forms. And we may feel that the Bhagavad Gita may be some material book, or that the holy name may be some material name. It's vibrated by our tongue, by our lips, and it may seem to be something material, but it's nothing material. That's how I understand the holy name and the Bhagavad Gita. Just like here it said that somehow Kamadev, even though he's Vishnu Tattva, he accepts a material body, but he only acts spiritually. So my question was that if my understanding is that if you're using something in a spiritual way, just like this microphone's being used in a transcendental way for the speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam class every morning, so it's transcendental. So somehow or other it's explained here that Kamadev, he has a material body. I just couldn't understand this. But I can understand that however Krishna wants to act, then he can act in that way. And I don't want to speculate further. Well, does that mean it's a material body that suffers the material, you know? But Krishna can't. He doesn't suffer anything material. So somehow or other it's material, but it's transcendental. And of course, everything comes from Krishna, so in that sense, everything is transcendental. But Krishna does exhibit a material body to bewilder the atheist. We understand that when Krishna himself was on the planet 5,000 years ago, and when he left the planet, he left a material body so that the materialists could reinforce their atheistic conclusion. So he left a material body to bewilder them. So I'm not sure, because I read a few verses that continue after this verse, and it wasn't explained how it is that Kamadeva accepts a material body, but still he acts in a transcendental way, and as Prabhupada explains in the purport, so whether it's a material body or not, the result is a very spiritual result. So similarly, the holy name, regardless of who utters it, we may feel ourselves totally unqualified to deliver the holy name, but still the result is there. Still the result is there. Sometimes the devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, don't I have to reach a certain level of purity before I can teach the Bhagavad Gita or before I can tell others? The Prabhupada said, no, this is how we also learn. This is how we also make advancement, by constantly giving the holy name, by constantly giving the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita and of Krishna and of Srila Prabhupada. So we can stop here. Are there any questions or comments on this verse? Again, I wish I could have spoken, at least for my own benefit, on the first verse that we read. I'll read the translations again. Therefore, O demons, he must be speaking to people in another planet. Other places of Jambudvipa. Anyway, therefore, O demons, give up the so-called happiness of family life and simply take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nrisingadeva, which are the actual shelter of fearlessness. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment, indefatigable desires, moroseness, anger, despair, fear, and the desire for false prestige, all of which result in the repetition of birth and death. Shukadeva Goswami continued, in the tract of land called Ketumal Varsh, Lord Vishnu lives in the form of Kamadev only for the satisfaction of his devotees. These include Lakshmiji, the Prajapati Sambhatsar, and all of Sambhatsar's sons and daughters. The daughters of Prajapati are considered the controlling deities of the nights, and his sons are considered the controllers of the days. The Prajapati's offspring number 36,000, one for each day and night in the lifetime of a human being. At the end of each year, the Prajapati's daughters become very agitated upon seeing the extremely effulgent disc of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus they all suffer miscarriages. David Prabhu liked that this morning when I read that to him. Had a lot to say about that. Wow! That's incredible. Anyway, any more comments or questions? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.